As the savage war cries rose in intensity, Gorath came hurrying back to Solixa's aid. He was holding a huge sandstone boulder above his head. Bladge had regained his position at the head of the charge. He was about two-thirds up the slopes. Gorath roared out like thunder.
Eulalia!
The boulder slew Bladge, plus the two brown rats either side of him, who, following his example, had raced forward yelling lustily. Several more rodents were struck by the bodies and the boulder as they hurtled downward. Solixa shot off another stone from her sling. She gazed keenly at her big friend with his livid scar.
Gorath, the flame, how are you doing?
He knelt on the edge of the plateau, watching the brown rats retreat, fearing another boulder assault.
I'm coping, I think. I keep telling myself that I'm a Tabura. Do I look wise to you, Solixa?
She hid a smile, keeping her voice level.
You look so wise that for a moment I thought you were the Taburu himself. One thing your wisdom has accomplished, it's halted the charge. See?
Gorath dusted off his paws.
Good.
He hurried off in search of another boulder. Vizcar Longtooth had heard the noise, but only faintly, as he stood waiting the arrival of his two forward scouts, the Stoats, Dogleg and Patchy. They came stumbling along, pointing back over their shoulders. Patchy called out excitedly.
A lot of shouting up forward, Captain.
Vizcar was trying to contain his impatience.
I know, we heard it. Did you go and see what it was?
Dogleg shook his head and scratched his stomach.
No, Captain. Sounded like some sort of fighting, I think.
Vizcar stuck his wondrous sword point into the ground. He seized the two Stoats, each by an ear. As he banged their heads together, he chided them like children.
You think? Yous haven't got enough brains between you to think. Scouts are supposed to scout, not think.
He dropped both Stoats and retrieved his sword.
Ball in with the crew. We'll go and see what all the shouting and yelling's about. Keep your paws on those blades and keep your eyes skinned. All of you.
Rangval whispered to Mordi.
This could be a grand old chance for us to part company with these rascals.
As if he had heard the remark, Vizcar smirked at the captives.
Yous ain't going anywhere. Ruglas, Sulcia, Undril, you stay here and guard them. Lash that branch off to a tree and see they don't make no funny moves. And don't take any lip off them.
He signalled the Blood Gullet's crew with his sword. When the main party had left, Mordi sized up their three guards. Ruglat was the surly weasel who had struck her with a spear butt. Salty was a fat, slovenly stoat, and Undril was a young weasel, fit and sly-faced. Orkwell murmured to his two friends.
What do you think? Could we handle them?
Rangval winked at the young hedgehog.
Sure, I think we could cope with these three puddings, providing we can deal with the ropes.
Saltier, who had commandeered Rangval's three daggers, drew one of them threateningly, glaring at the squirrel.
Ahoy, big gob, shut your mouth, or I'll cut your tongue off.
Ruglas interrupted him.
Let's get this branch tied off so they can't wander away.
He pointed to a pair of small oaks growing close together.
Tie off the ends of the branch between them trees.
Dragging the prisoners across to the oaks, they bound both ends of the branch to either trunk. Mordi inquired politely.
Permission to speak, sire, if you please.
Saltier scowled.
What do you want, rabbit?